white machine because it only works when we talk. Yeah. And today we're visiting with Betty Teets, and it is May the 30th, 2001. Mm-hmm. And we're here on York Road, Old York Road.
Upper York Road. Solbury.
In Solbury. This is where we are. And what's our number? 66?
6686.
All right. This is for archival information. And how long have you lived here?
I moved here. Yeah. The only house that was here when we came was Hawkins.
And Maggie Root, how long have they been here?
I don't think they've been here. Because 43, the war, you know, during the war.
Because West settled for this. He settled for the place the day before Pearl Harbor.
Really?
It was funny. I mean, he was day before Pearl Harbor, so then he didn't know, but of course he was asthmatic, so he...
That's right.
That is...
I think I'm the oldest one in this
I think you are.
Because...
They were over in the village.
Right, yeah, Rex's.
We always said this was... Solbury was considered the high spot of the township. I mean, they were the elite, I guess, or something. Because I know when we were in school, they had a 2-room school up here, and it was divided, and I had 2 teachers, and all the rest of us in the township had a 1-room school.
Mm. And,
so we always felt that we were the poor class or something. Everybody thought of Solbury as being the head of everything.
Oh, I see.
In
the village.
But I know then that we used to, at 8th grade examinations, we always came up to what is now the hall, I guess it is, and took our examinations. Took the exams to pass from the 8th grade.
Yeah.
It was something to... It was quite a few. And I said they talk about the 1-room school, but I think we learned more there than.
That's right.
I mean, you'd hear the other youngsters talking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the teacher she'd take them up front, but you would hear it too.
Yes,
I mean,
sure.
You were supposed to be studying while they were.
Oh yes, reciting.
I don't know just how many. I noticed in that picture that there was more boys in the class than there were girls.
Yeah.
But was that unusual?
I don't know. I guess...
Yeah, Maud Cather says that, so many of the girls went to school, but until the 8th grade, then girls seemed to go on and the boys were called to the farm to work.
That was it. And, I mean, well, I know the one... I don't know what it was, but I guess we started out... There was 2 of us in the class. And the teacher, then my sister was a year behind, and so she said, she talked to the parents, she said, I'm going to combine those 2 classes. She said, I won't put the one back, but I'll put them together, because she said, if one of them's out, she said, there's nothing, I don't have anything. If somebody's out sick,
right.
I don't have any, there's no class there. So she combined the 2 classes, and I mean... We didn't have any trouble because everything was just...
Yeah, right.
They knew as much as we did, I think. But, it was... And we had a big heater in the back of the room where the...
This was at the Aquaton School.
At the Aquaton School. We used to get our water down at Ingham Spring.
Really?
The boys carried it up in a bucket. I think it was mostly the boys carried up the water and carried it up that hill.
Right.
Down through the woods. I mean, there was a path there.
Right.
They carried the water
now,
up.
Where was the build? Where was the school? I'm trying to... Red House? Is that it?
You know where Gwen Davis lives?
No, I don't.
Well, you know, it is that spur road that goes...
Is the red house there? The little red house on the corner?
Well, no,
no, that little red house at the corner was where I was born. That
really?
Was on the corner of Reeder Road.
Yeah, Reeder Road, right on 202.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
you
were
born
there?
I was born there. I don't remember it, of course. My father was the... he wasn't... I don't know. And my mother and father got married, and they moved up here, and I guess his brother-in-law was the foreman or head charge of the mercerizing mill there on Reeder Road.
Oh, yeah, there was a mill there.
It was a mill there, and he was the foreman. Well, then we moved from the house at the corner I don't know just when it was, but I know we moved over to the other house that's on there, that on the other road. And I don't know if the other one had a, we didn't have any names on roads. They were just lanes. And but it's the one that goes in. I don't know if there's still a lane there. They closed it. But anyhow, we moved over to that house. Well, then...
was that on the other side of what we know as 202, across the road?
No, on the same side.
It's on the same side?
On the same side as that little red house, only back further in, near where the mill is.
Okay.
There's still a mill there, I think.
There is.
And
there's no house there, though.
Was it past the mill where that little road is, or before the mill? I can't remember.
There's Reedon Road goes in from 202, and then up above there was another road. Now, I don't know whether that's still there or not.
Yeah, that comes back to 202 again, I think.
Well, you can go around. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was two roads there, and then there was a house over there. They all belonged to the mill property. It was the Loganian, as I remember it. Was that the name of the mill? No, I don't know whether there was a name to the mill or not.
What did they make? Mercerized cotton.
Mercerized cotton. Do you know that the mill is on the market now?
And it could be.
Yes, it is. It's on the market for $795,000.
And that house, of course, went with it.
Yeah.
All that property in there belonged to this one place. That's not my phone. It's their phone.
Okay.
And so they... And then my uncle died, so then my father was promoted to being the head of it.
Oh.
So it was Larimer. I don't know if it's called Larimer Mills or not, because his name was Larimer, and he was a big, tall fella, and he used to come up on the train.
Mm. And from where?
From Philadelphia. He lived in Philadelphia.
Right.
And he'd come up and check every once in a while to make sure things were, and Mother used to make bread. I'll have some of your bread before I go home, mate. Used to get Mother's goat because he'd just come in to order what he wanted. And because she made bread, I don't know how many times a week. I said, we got tired of homemade bread. And my relatives came up from Philadelphia. They would bring baker's bread, and we'd eat the baker's bread, and they'd go crazy over the homemade bread. So I said it was really something. But anyhow, when we moved over to that place then, and I guess there was somebody else that was living in it, and then they moved out. Mm. So then we moved in there, and I lived there until a couple of years before we got married.
Nice big house. That's a pretty big house.
We moved into New Hope.
Oh.
Yeah. In the summertime, I mean, we used most of the house, but in the wintertime, most of it was, we had coal stoves, and there was not radiators, but...
Like registers or
registers that would go through a pipe that would go up, and the heat would go up into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so then of course there was a kitchen. We had a kitchen stove. The kitchen was as big as the kitchen was where we lived.
Was it a wood stove?
You could use wood, but it was mostly coal.
Coal.
It was coal, and so we. But in the summertime, we could use those rooms because we didn't. We couldn't use the one that was. There was a kitchen and a big hallway and a pantry and a dining room, as they called it. And then there was another room all across from it. Mm-hmm. There was two big rooms in the front. Well, we didn't use the one in the wintertime at all because we didn't have any heat in there. It was enough to keep the other one heating the other one.
Yes.
So because this long hallway, you couldn't heat that no way.
No.
So we, but in the summertime, of course, we moved over into there, and of course we kind of partitioned the bedroom off with curtains and whatnot, and the whole family practically lived in the. No, we didn't, because my brother, there was another room in the other end of the house, and he had a room there, and there was two rooms back there, I guess, because we had the school teacher that boarded with us for quite a while later years.
What was her name?
Roach. Her name was Tetimer when she first came, and as my sister said, we never knew what to call her. Her name was Tetimer. I guess her husband had died or something. And she married this other Roach. And what did we call her?
Yes.
So, I guess I don't know how many years we had her before we graduated.
And, where did she teach?
Up at Aquaton.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. We had Sarah. The teachers that I remember are Miss Slaughter. A teacher that I had in first grade, well, I didn't go to my first grade very much because I had what they called dummy malaria.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I slept, and I go to school, I go to sleep, and I just, it was, I guess I had quite a few crying spells, too. So the doctors around here, they didn't know what it was. So my mother says, I'm taking her into Philadelphia to my doctor. So we got on the train and went into Philadelphia. I don't remember it, but I can remember her telling me. And he said, she's got what you call dummy malaria. Hmm. It's a form of malaria that was not the regular malaria, but act the same way. And I can still remember, he gave me sulfur pills to take, and I hated those.
Because they were so big, were they?
I guess so.
Tablets.
Yeah. The smell of them, the taste of them, I can still remember those sulfur pills. But it cleared up. But I said, the first year of school, I just was no good at all. Hmm. And the second year, my mother, she got permission from the school board to let my sister go because I wouldn't go anywhere without my sister going with me. She was younger than I was, but she was the leader, and I was. She had blonde curls and long hair, and she hated them because every morning I cut them off. And I have straight black hair, and I said, yeah, everybody called her the little princess, and I said, I guess I'm the ugly duckling. I said it's terrible to be the one of the family that's I feel for people that are not as something about them. And so but the second year then I started the school, and I can't remember the teacher's name, and then Miss Slaughter was a teacher, and I don't know how many years we had her. Then after Miss Slaughter, they got a lot of teachers from in the whole township, I think, except Solbury. Mm-hmm. They got women that had just come out of the normal school. They had 2-year normal school at that time.
Yeah.
Well, there was a bunch of, you can see with that picture, well, it's a bunch of big boys. They were bigger than she was. And that poor soul, I felt, I guess I was in, that was the year I got scarlet fever. So I was out of school for a couple of months. And I said, when I went back, the ceiling was covered with spitballs and everything else.
Oh, dear.
She had a Model T Ford. Well, they got potatoes and stuck on her exhaust pipe.
Oh.
And she couldn't remember, she didn't get the car started. But that poor teacher, she had it all. I don't think there was very few past the 8th grade that year, and in the whole township except Solbury. Again, that's what I said, every in Solbury we always felt that they got the cream of the crop. But
do you know about what year that was, Eddie?
That's a 22.
That's 22.
It was I don't know. My brother, well, I know he was one of those in the 8th grade that didn't pass.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, nobody felt too bad. They felt bad about it because the next year we had a man teacher.
Mm.
And he was strict. And his name was Knapp or Knopp, something like that. And he lived out in Mahaska. Mm. And he came in on the bus. And there was a blue belt used to be that would run. And I said, if you had snow, if you went to school, of course, most of us walked. If the teacher didn't get there, you didn't have school. So, if the bus didn't run, he didn't come to school. I don't know where the other teachers lived. I was a little bit too young to remember that. But then after he left, then we got to, Mrs. Tedemer came.
Oh, Mrs. Tedemer.
And she lived with us. And I don't know whether she had a car or not, but I know. I said, we walked to school, walked past that lake every day because we lived there on Reeder Road.
Yeah.
And we walked past that lake, and I'm telling you, in the wintertime, sometimes it was cold. They used cut ice off of the lake.
Did they really?
The place, Inghamdale, there across from it. Right. They used to cut ice and put it in the ice house to keep it there for the summer.
Mm.
I remember them saying, The ice was at least 8 inches thick, and it ran in my head. They said 18 inches thick.
Yeah, that
they
would
cut. That they cut. Yeah. They cut ice off
of
that.
Who cut it, and where did they put it?
They put it over in the ice house over at Inghamdale.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know who cut it. They had somebody cut it, I guess, but I can remember.
Do you know where Ingham Dale is?
It's right across from
From Ingham Spring, on the other side of 202.
It's on the other on this side of 202.
Yeah.
It's past Ingham Spring. Was
it the Samuel Ingham House?
I guess it was, yeah.
Oh, it's the Samuel Ingham House.
Up on the...
And it was called Ingham Dale.
Mm-hmm.
Old house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Del Manzo, I think, bought it from them because it was... Del Manzo was there because I worked for somebody that lived in their tenant house for the summer.
Oh, I see.
He'd worked there around the house, housework for them during the summer. Mm-hmm. They cut the ice, and as I said, we used to take our sleds to school. We always used our sled until there was too many accidents, and that's the end of sleds. you don't use your sleds to school.
Well, there's a house across from Ingham Spring where there's more water there. You know, right across 202?
Yeah, well, that's from across from the lake.
Yeah.
No, the lake is over here, and over here, further up the hill on Toad.
Well, that's Ingham.
That's Ingham Dale.
That's Ingham.
That was Ingham Dale.
Yeah.
Ingham Dale.
That's what we always called it.
Yes, we're going to have to name it that because it was called Ingham Dale. It have to be Ingham Dale.
Yeah.
What we should do is get you in the car one day and say, this is what happened here. This is what happened there.
But, I mean, it was, we used to go, as I said, we'd go past that lake. And in fact, the water from the lake, They used that to run the mill, and where we lived. There was a creek came down from 202,
yeah.
And then there was one came down from the lake
mm-hmm.
on the other side of the house, and then there was what they called the tail race, that went to the mill, and I know every once in a while in there we'd get caught an eel,
yeah.
So Dad used to love eel. Lots of kids know Mother would cook it for him. I guess she probably ate it, but. We didn't want any eel, but it would get caught in the whatever they called it there that took the water in, and then it was a wooden pipe that they had came down from the lake to the mill, and every once in a while there'd be a whole break in the pipe or something, and they'd have to walk back up the I guess Dad would call alarm lots of times. I guess he'd come up and they'd go. Looking for the hole in the pipe, and they're breaking the pipe, and they'd have to repair that.
Well, those streams sort of come together in that area.
Yeah,
you?
That is, David. We should, try that one day and see.
Well, in fact, there was a race that came into them. That was the water came from there, and then the water that discharged from the mill went. There's another race out from another creek that. Yeah. Met up with another one that came down the other side.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, when we were kids, we used to have, in the summertime, we'd dam up the creek so we could have a swimming place. And I said, we'd swim in certain places until we'd see a snake, and that was the end. I said, we'd go somewhere else, never thinking at that time that the snake would follow us. It was everywhere else. It was all over there, not just... and I said, there's so much they talk now about... trash and stuff. I don't know about trash. We used to burn that, I guess. But I mean, Mother had garbage and stuff, and she'd take it and throw it in the creek. You never thought anything about it then. I mean, now I would. You wouldn't dare do anything like that. But I mean, but we never. I mean, you never. It was just to get rid of it and figure the fish and everything else would eat it.
That's right. True.
And I guess they did. And the other, my brother used to go muskrat trapping in the winter time.
Oh, do we have any more muskrats?
Oh yeah, plenty of muskrats around. Oh, sure.
And he used to trap in the winter time, but it was.
Then what would he do after he caught them?
Well, then he'd skin them, I guess, and sell the pelts to somebody would buy them.
But they eat. Some people ate muskrats.
No, we never ate them, but the thought of eating them. No.
All we have is groundhogs.
And yeah, some people eat groundhogs too.
I've eaten groundhogs.
No, I have.
Ooh.
But they, I mean, it was just one of those.
Wonderful times.
Yeah, I say when you think, you try and remember what I said. I say that's a sign that you're getting old when you remember somebody.
What year were you born?
1914.
So
I am getting long.
Well, Well, yeah.
But, I mean, it was a...
1914. You were born during the First World War.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, along comes the Second World War.
Yeah.
Yes? And Wes, what did he do when he lived here? What did...
He was a real estate... He was mostly insurance and real estate. Mm-hmm. He had... Uh-huh. Mostly his was insurance, but he would sell real estate. I mean,
mm-hmm. And he did this in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And
mm-hmm. Did that most of his mm-hmm. all time.
What did his brother do?
He didn't have a brother.
Oh, wait a minute. Who was?
You had a brother.
I had a brother.
Oh, your brother. What did he do?
He was a plumber.
And his wife was Emma? No, not Emma.
That was my brother-in-law. That was my sister-in-law.
Oh. Well, who was Emma? Was that?
That was my sister-in-law. Sister, that was Wes's okay. sister.
Well, I knew her from the park.
Oh yeah, I know.
I worked down there.
And
now she died. She.
Yes, yeah, she died. She. I said you can't. I can't believe she's been dead as long.
Yeah.
It's been two or three several years now.
Yeah.
Jill, I wish you'd. I guess she won't answer it. So there's an answering machine.
Oh yes, that's yeah. They like to. Let that happen. Good.
Well,
you know, good.
Jill has her own. Jill's. I don't know if she's gone to work, whether she works today or not, but they don't get into all hours of the morning.
No, right.
And they sleep half the day.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Times have changed.
What's her husband do now? I forget. He's a minister, no.
Yeah, Mary Jane's husband. He's a minister, and he also works down. He works down at the Warminster Hospital.
Oh.
He's a...
Wow.
Where is he a minister?
Sandy Ridge.
Oh, really?
Oh, Sandy Ridge Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, over in Stockton.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He didn't, well, when he came here, I mean, he had been a minister. He was a minister up in Gillette where he started. And then he was over in Long Branch.
Oh.
And so then their church was having problems, and he was afraid he was going to split the church. I mean, some were for him and some were.
Yeah.
So he was just, there was another minister over there said, well, the Methodist church, or some church anyhow, had this place that had been left to them, they could use it. So they were in that for quite a while. Well, then they would like to have bought the place, but the people wouldn't let him have a mortgage because he was at that time he was doing salesman work, and my daughter was doing kind of secretarial work part time. Neither of them had what they called a experience. He was a salesman; it wasn't a steady job, so they wouldn't let him have a mortgage.
Yeah.
So well, I was over there. I guess, I don't know when it was I was over there, and I said, well, I said, my house is small, but I said, well, I did raise you three girls there, so I said, if you want to move in with me, do you? So they moved in.
Good.
And, I said, I'm so glad they did because...
Oh, yes, it's so good to have someone in the house.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to stay here by myself,
especially now.
I mean,
yeah.
And I said, a lot of people now...
Now, what is his name so I can remember what his
John name? Valiant.
Valiant?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good name.
Prince Valiant.
Prince Valiant,
that they call, like, people, different ones, they don't realize it. They did use my phone for quite a while, and then they got their own line.
I see.
And the people that called, that's the same way with my name. Everybody's afraid to call me T's.
Oh.
And I get T's or whatever. Mm-hmm. And but they're the same way with him. They hate to, they're afraid maybe Valiant's not the right name. Mary Jane, of course, was brought up in our church, and she said she just felt that they didn't want to come back there, and they knew what it was, I think, to have another minister in the church, a retired minister or something.
Yes.
So they started going to, they went to different churches, so then they started going over here to Sandy Ridge, where we had gone for a while when Wes was...
Yeah.
Hi.
This is Jill.
Hi, Jill. Hi, how are you?
Good. You're running late as usual. Right.
Yeah. You're going to work?
You lost your glass case, David.
Oh.
There you go.
So they started going there, and they liked it. I mean, when we went to church for a couple of years, we were having trouble in our church, and I said, the kids were little, and Wes said, we're not, on the way home from church, you're talking about this and that, and he said, it's not good for the kids, so... We started. He was Sunday school superintendent. So
which church was that?
The Baptist in Lambertville.
In Lambertville.
So we went. So then we started going up there for the church service. After the Sunday school, then we'd go up there. we liked it very much. So then they had a, so she would just, went, they went past there several times. They had a horse that they had gotten somebody, and because he was a racetrack chaplain for a while. Somebody.
Where was he?
Got, he was up in New York. They had, I don't know, somebody that he knew, some friend. I guess the horse was the one that, was something in the, somebody in the denomination that had, and they had started this racetrack ministry and they needed a chaplain. So they got him to go up there, and this woman had this, I don't know, something, the horse didn't perform like it should, I guess. So I don't know whether they sold it to John for practically nothing, or she could, he could have the horse if they, because I guess they didn't want to put the dog, horse out for slaughter like so many. So they had this horse, so they boarded it over in Jersey, over here, so, over there somewhere. So they go past there every Sunday, and Mary Jane said, why don't we try it over here? So they did, and they liked it, and they stayed there. Well, then the minister there decided he was going to leave. So then somebody said something about, well, something about a pulpit committee. Some of the others said, we don't need a pulpit committee. We got a minister right here. Because he used to take take charge of, I mean, the minister would have him take charge of different things. So they called him as a pastor then. He's been there ever since. And then, of course, it wasn't enough to, it's supposedly part-time. So then he got
having this. A parish is a very big job.
It is.
People think they only work on Sunday.
They should live with, as they say, walk in their shoes. But every time, I said, even people seem to know when they're eating. Every time he sits down, he phone me. I just like these whatever these
things.
Oh,
I know it. These people that call to sell you things.
Yeah.
They call it supper time.
Yeah. And he's working down at the Warminster Hospital. It's something to do with the mail. I forget what his name, public, he takes care of the mail and different things like that. So I said, he has practically two full-time jobs.
Yeah,
And then, of course, Mary Jane works, so it's just kind of, I said she makes a salad for me in the morning and puts it in the refrigerator, and then there's usually some meat or something because I'm supposed to have protein to, along with it. I have diabetes along with everything else. Yeah. So it just is one of those things.
You have to take shots or pills or
no, what? No, I take pill.
Oh, well, that's good.
You know, I said every time I go in the hospital, the doctor thinks I should be on insulin. My doctor doesn't agree with him. So when I come out of the hospital, he weans me off of it because my blood sugar does. Now, today it was very low. I mean, I had to get some orange juice and an egg before breakfast. But I mean, sometimes it's high and sometimes it's low. He said, you do sometimes run higher, but he said, I'd rather have you high than too low. He said, he gets me off of the.
Well, it's so good that they're here living with you.
Oh, I said, if they were.
You could not. No,
you couldn't.
And nothing is worse than having to leave your own house.
I know.
I just couldn't. I could never leave the hill.
Where do you live?
We live on top. Well, it's a newer house. we bought it the property in 68. But it's on the very top of Solbury Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Aquitong and Stony Hill. Then we can go up. On top.
But I said it's a. No, I know. We'd always thought that maybe when Lewis was still alive, that we would turn the place when he retired. We'd turn the place over to Ruth and Cameron. Well, I know. I guess it was after Wes died or something. I thought, I can't leave that place. I can't. And of course, they were situated, I guess, in Virginia.
Who's Ruth? Your other sister?
She's my oldest daughter. She died.
She died?
Yeah, she had. She's 41. She's got cancer. And I said, about early detection. She discovered it when she was up here on vacation. And she went right away. She went to the doctor. So I think they put her on chemo or something. They didn't want to operate during the holidays or something. It was in August, I guess. So they said he couldn't even feel the cancer when they did. And I forget when it was. They operated, I guess, but it just went all through her. She was dead by the next November.
Oh,
so I said, it just.
Did she leave children?
two boys, the other, those two on there, the, they were still in high school. Mm-hmm. Now they're the oldest grandchildren. Mm-hmm. They were in Scotland for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and then from there they came home for several years. Then they were back in Spain. They went to Spain. He was stationed in Spain for...
They were in the military?
Yeah, he was in the Navy.
Was he?
Their father, you mean?
No, the two boys.
The two boys were in the Navy.
No, the father was in the Navy.
The father was in the Navy.
He went over his 20 years.
But I see.
They were in Florida for a while, and then they were transferred there up to Virginia.
Hmm. What was his name? What was that family?
Cameron Ward.
Ward. And his name was Cameron Ward?
Mm-hmm.
Cameron Ward.
Yeah. So he's, but he's still down there, and I call him every week to try and, I keep in touch with him, and
good.
The boys are, well, they went to Rensselaer.
Oh, wow.
They did.
Both of them, but the old, well, they got the best deal, I guess, up there.
Scholarship to Rensselaer.
Yeah. And he's still, I don't know, he's doing postgraduate work. It's art, this nuclear stuff.
Oh.
He's studying for nuclear something or other.
Nuclear physicist, like?
Both of them, I guess, are into, one is the mechanics, I think, and the other one is, they're both, every year he thinks that's going to be the end of it, and then he goes on for this advisor, well, he should do this and he should do that. And he went through the college. He finished the college, I don't know how many years ago now. Mm-hmm. I've lost track of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then this I think he's working towards his doctorate or something like that.
And now we need to know his name.
That's Robert.
Robert?
Robert.
Ward?
Robert Ward.
One
Robert
of the sons, Ward. You mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the sons, a grandson.
Yeah, and the youngest one is Jonathan.
Jonathan.
And he's the same. He's graduated too, but they're still both up there. I mean, they're living up there, I guess.
Yes.
Now. They're working at the same time as they're
doing going to
graduate
school.
Work.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, the youngest one is planning to get married in October, so I don't know.
Is that the young one, the dark-haired one?
Yeah, the dark-haired one.
Yeah.
They're good-looking boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a picture of them. I found this picture. That was when they were... I don't know what year that was.
Oh, isn't that cute? And one guy looks like a little Scotch fella.
Yeah.
With red hair.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know my father-in-law. Ruth, of course, had red hair.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so
beautiful
the...
children.
Red hair, something about.
I have
not the Scotch. I mean, he liked the Scotch, but the Irish, because he was Scotch and he could talk. I mean,
who's this that was Scotch?
Robert, here. Wes is my father.
Oh, really?
They came from.
Oh.
He came from Scotland.
He came from Scotland.
You know what town he came from? Or
no,
about?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know that. I didn't.
Don't remember that. No, but well.
Yeah, he was Scotch. And his mother was
English.
No, she was German. I always say Holland Dutch. Now I think my sister-in-law has corrected me on that a couple of times, but
Holland Dutch makes sense.
Yeah,
yes, right.
And I think Schwenkfelders, I think.
Oh, really?
Right.
Something to.
How many Schwenkfelders are
there? She came from Ambler, I think. Her folks lived over in Ambler.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But Wes's father was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
They lived up on Jericho for a while. And I think Wes was born in Winmore.
Oh, really?
And then they moved up to the country. That's it. His father had worked on the railroad. And I guess then he got in trouble with his... stomach or something, and figured that he needed the country, I guess, so they moved to the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you lived here, when you first lived here, where did you do your grocery shopping? Did you have to go to Lambertville?
No, Lambertville or New Hope. The American Store was still in New Hope at that time, where I guess I don't know what's there now, but that other little store was there in the...
The Village Grocery Store,
yeah,
was it probably?
I think the American
though
store.
There was an American store, it was called.
It was the American store then.
Mm. Was it like a small grocery store, like an A&P?
It was the beginning of the Acme. I mean, it was.
Oh, it was. It was the beginning of the Acme. Uh-huh.
That was before the Acme took over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
because they had an Acme over in Lambertville. You know, across the bridge.
Yeah, yeah. They used to do to go over there later years too, but I mean, oh, the New Hope closed. I forget. I guess, well, sometime in the interim, and then we did most of our shopping over in Lambertville. I mean,
I heard a bird, a little parakeet.
Yeah, yes. That's,
he's talking.
Doesn't talk; it just chatters.
Yeah. Right,
that's getting along there too. Yeah. I don't know, Jill, Christy can't remember. She had that before she came over here. That's the oldest granddaughter's bird.
Right. Well, so it's very nice to have something. Like cats or birds or anything that just good for you, I think.
Well, we right now in the house we have 5 cats. Christy brought, she has one. She's coming home sometime next week. She's going to work for the vet. She's studying to be a vet.
Your granddaughter.
Yeah, this is her first year of veterinary college in Philadelphia.
She goes to University of Pennsylvania vet school.
And she's going to work. She works for Dr. Kuby in the summer.
Oh, Dr. Kuby, yes.
Yeah. She was at. She brought the cat home because she said she had to go back to Philadelphia for something. I think they have a dog down there that they had taken in or something. They're trying to get somebody to take the dog. They don't want to just leave the thing.
No.
So I don't know whether we're going to have another dog. We have 2 dogs now. They're fastened up during the day because can't trust the Irish setter. I mean, He
runs?
He bites.
Oh, he bites?
He didn't do that first, but...
you mean strangers? He won't bite any of you.
No, but strangers. He just...
Like
anybody
us.
Comes to the wonder, wonder he didn't bark when you came, but he...
No.
And
how old is it?
How old is
Kelly? 8 or 9.
Huh?
Right. He's
probably
8 or 9.
Yeah. He's got a psychological...
Well, most Irish settlers are very friendly.
Well, I might be wrong, but I think part of his trouble was if one of Jill's friends from over in Long Branch came over after they moved here, and she knew the dog over in Long Branch.
Wow.
And she came over, it was evening, the dog was laying on the couch asleep, and she came in and threw her arms around him.
Oh.
And he went for her. How many stitches did she have? 12? Her mother came and got her and took her over.
You can do that. We had a dog that, a St. Bernard, calm as could be. My sister was climbing on the countertop, and she fell. She fell on the dog. The dog was asleep, and the dog bit her. Mm. And, my father was gone.
But they
just took it. Asleep and you fall on the dog.
The dog went through obedience training after that, passed that. But I mean, he's still strangers. Mm. Even my sister or my daughter, the youngest Joan, when she came, he nipped at her and he nipped at my sister. And I guess he nipped. Well, the boys were here one time.
Yes.
They were here, stayed overnight. He nipped at them, so they just. I mean, anybody comes to the door, he just goes crazy.
Oh.
So they don't. They keep when I'm here by myself. They keep him fast. Well, but the other one, they got a Dalmatian, but if she gets outside, she's out under the fence first thing.
Yes,
they find her walking along the road. So I said, "There's no way I can look after her."
But
the cats. Well, I guess 2 of them, 3 of them belong. How many of them? 2 belong to you. 3. One cat was here when we came. When they came over, it was the minister had his trailer up here for a while. He lives on the Bridge Street to keep a trailer over there.
Oh,
so I said, well, if you want to park it up there, you can. That building wasn't there then. And so they tracked here. And Mary Jane and John came over one day, and the kids, I guess, here was this black cat under the trailer. And I said, well, I'm not taking it in until I have it to take it to the vets and make sure it's all right. So we took it down to Lacto, and he said, and he said, so I had her spayed. He said, she's had kittens.
Mm.
So we kind of think, she was just a young cat, and we think probably she had kittens, so somebody said, that's it, and they threw her out.
So
we took her in, but I said, she's
a beautiful cat. Yeah, that's Jasmine. She's kind of freaking out.
Yeah, she's kind of
So then Joe had a friend that had this mixture of cat, the black cat with, I don't know what, some has longer hair anyhow. So she brought that home. So we had two black cats. So then last year, I guess, we had one of our teachers had kittens, had a cat that had kittens every time it turned around, I guess. So she said she was going to have her fixed or something. So so Jill decided she wanted one of the kittens. That was one of them that was just floating around here. So then the Christy was, she was at college, she had a cat. Whether she got brought home from college, anyhow. So that was here, and they got along fine. Except every once in a while, they like to take the bird for a swing. But they said it's something. So then she got, the guy, I don't know whether your kids did it or not, but Perkins was a place to go after at nighttime. The kids get together. Oh. They go out to Perkins.
Oh, I see, yes.
And get together. Well, apparently this cat was in the dumpster. They've kept watching this cat in the dumpster.
Oh.
And so she told her mother, I guess called her mother, she'd bring a cat home. Her mother said, what? So she said, well, the poor cat, so here the poor cat had been hurt. Something, they still don't know what it was. Oh. She didn't want to take it to the SPCA. She said, they'll put it to sleep, and I don't want them to put it to sleep. So that's that one. That's Allie. Called her Allie because she found her in the alley.
She's my alley cat. Mm.
So she brought her home. She's the
biggest sweetheart ever.
His shoulder, the one shoulder, it was all.
Really?
Oh. I don't know whether somebody's, whether another cat bite or whether somebody shot her or what. But
Vet told me it would be cheaper to put her to sleep, and I was like, no.
Mm.
No.
Good for you. Good for you.
So he had quite a time. They kept her out in the office that they had out. They built out there.
And, bye-bye.
Because she was on this medication. They didn't know whether she was infected or not.
That was smart to do that.
So they kept her out. I guess she came in at Christmas. They brought her in at Christmas time.
Hmm.
But she came home with this cat. And, Mary Jane said, Mary Jane can't stand blood. Dr. Langton was showing her what, putting the drops in or something. And he stuck his finger. She said, something wrong. She said, I had to sit down. He said, what's the matter? She said, I can't stand blood.
I've never seen a cat bark like that.
No, very unusual.
Never, ever seen a cat bark like that.
Black tail.
Yeah.
A white cat with a black tail and black spot.
Yes. Yeah, is it?
Blackish head.
Really? What I'd like to do with that picture is to take it and copy it.
Okay.
I'll link it right down to New Hope Photo.
Okay.
And do you know, what's his name? We're not very good at this. I will take it to New Hope Photo.
Okay.
He will copy it for us.
Oh, what's it?
Of course. And then, could I see that, David? Just let me see this. And then we could start from this row and go here and here. And then, like if you knew who this was or whoever these people we could.
I know some of them. Now, this is Mamie Wiley, I know. That's Adolph Yeski. Mm. And I don't know if that's a Stever. There were several Wileys. There was Wileys and Lewis's. Now, that's a Stever, I think. There was several. This is Delford Naylor. I think Tom Naylor.
Dot-com Naylor.
Tom.
Oh, Tom.
His name was Thomas. We always called him Delford.
Is there anybody in this picture who still lives in Solbury? Do you know?
Let's see. I don't think so.
Hmm.
I don't think so. Because they came from they came from out the Lahaska pack.
Oh, I see. Right. Yes, that's right.
Then there was several of these boys were Aid Society boys that had a woman's name was Edwards that had a farm. And she had them to do the work, I think. And,
kind of boys did you call
AIDS
them?
AIDS Society, they called
them. Oh, the AIDS Society boys.
They called AIDS Society.
And so they were almost like, they were like wards of the court. I think that's what they used to call them.
Probably.
Hmm.
All right.
I think
AIDS
she had
Society
three
boys.
Or four of those. And
now, what was that lady's name that had them?
Edwards, Mrs. Edwards. She used to have a farm. We used to get milk from her.
Hmm. Okay.
Never thought of anything of drinking raw milk.
Oh, well, I always drank raw milk.
Because I didn't like milk, so I didn't.
But it was, now, do you know where the Edwards Farm was?
Yes, it's right across from the, from that red house at the corner. There's a lane goes up.
Right, correct?
Yeah.
The house that you were born.
The house I was born, and then across the street.
There's a lane.
There's a lane.
That's where Selma Burke used to live.
Yeah, that was Edwards.
Across the street. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Across 202.
Right. Yeah, where Selma Burke, that was there. That's right. It was Mrs. Edwards. Oh.
That was Mrs. Where Selma Burke used to live was Mrs. Edwards. And there was a dairy farm back
there?
There
was a dairy farm, and she also raised chickens. She had a sister that used to live in that little bungalow. I don't know, her sister lived in that bungalow up there on the corner.
Mm. Right.
With some relative, I think it was a... Then she started up eating place down, I think it was Happer or something, and she used to raise chickens for her, the broilers, because I can remember plucking chickens. My sister, we used to get paid for it, of course, but plucking chickens. I said, you get so sick and tired of plucking chickens. it was all kinds of things that but as I said, we used to dam up the creek there and down below. And
let's get back to the Edwards.
What does that mean?
Still working. So I must have an hour tape in there.
Yeah.
All right. Stuff to scare the socks off of me. Tell you. Did that.
Was that a half hour?
That was 45 minutes.
Oh.
Getting back to the Edwards farm, and she had cows and chickens. I'm going to drive back on that dirt road back in there and see what I can see. So I know that Selma Burke lived back there.
Yes, I know she lived there.
Yeah, she was... wonderful person.
Yeah, and yeah. I can remember another thing I remember from my childhood got on fire.
What got on fire?
The farm where Mrs. Edwards lived.
Oh, did it really?
I guess it was a house or something. I can remember walking up that lane, and we lived there. We were walking up that lane and seeing the windows peeling out of the house. I said that I've been scared to death of fire ever since. I think there's thunderstorms or anything. Of course, I understand I was born through a thunderstorm, so I said, I guess that's... Mm. I don't like thunderstorms.
No.
I can remember walking up there and seeing those windows. I don't know how much damage was done or anything because she still lived there. They must have been able to fix it up. But lived up there.
What caused it?
I don't know what caused it. First, everything was no electricity or anything. Then it was all coal oil. I mean,
right.
we never had electric when we were in the country. I mean, it was kerosene lamps, and then we had the Aladdin lamps.
Yeah.
Yes, and, with that glowing thing.
We had that.
Mantle.
And, but I mean, it was just, we used to cut our Christmas trees. It used to be the orchard was, I don't know what it is now, we used to walk up to Deer Park, up the railroad, Deer Park.
Yeah.
And we used to get we always had a cedar tree, never thought of anything else but a cedar tree for Christmas.
And my grandfather used to do it.
And it was...
go out in the field and cut a red cedar for Christmas tree.
And it was just it was a fat bit of farm. It was people lived over in the after we moved out of there. I don't know if he was a farmer or they used to get cider. They have cider made. They have it in these big kegs of the men let it go to for turn into vinegar.
The hard cider, some of it.
It turned into vinegar, and but I mean, always just then they moved over to the other to Worthington's place. I don't know who owned that one at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And but I mean, it was somebody bought that one. I know afterwards they did finally get around the Loganian tax or something that they couldn't sell anything for. I forget. I mean, at one time, whether my folks, not that they ever had enough money to buy it, I don't think, but you couldn't buy any, you couldn't sell the property because it was under this Loganian tax or something. Mm. It was 100 years. I don't know how long it. I guess all that property in there was. Taxed or something.
I don't know. I've never heard that word. I don't.
Now,
I have to learn about that.
Yeah, I can't remember. I mean, I can remember talking about the Loganian tax or something that had to be paid or something, and it was. You hear these things when you're kids, and I said, like a lot of my relatives, and my sister and I said, I wish we'd paid a little more attention when we were.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Now there's things we would like to know that we don't
know.
And
I know.
Of course,
right. I think of that often.
My mother and father are both gone. Have been gone for a good many years.
Loganian, was that the name of the place over there?
I think so.
Or the
Of the mill?
No, the name of that mill, when it was a mercerized cotton
mill. Loganian, she said, maybe.
No, I didn't.
No,
it was
the man that owned it together with the B.
Larimer.
Larimer,
his name.
Larimer.
I think his name was William. I think it was William Larimer. L-O-R-I-M-E-R, I think it was.
Okay.
But he was a big, tall drink of water. He used to...
But that Loganian name is strange. I never heard of it.
Some kind of a Loganian tax. I think I've seen something about it in some of the papers or something. I don't know where.
I have to go up to the courthouse anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I will go. I have to go to the tax assessment office. And so I want to, I'll ask about that.
Yeah.
And see if anybody knows about that.
Yeah. There was something about somebody, I don't know if it was Gwen or you asked me about when the schools consolidated.
Right.
And I said, my daughter said, you'll probably find out at the courthouse. I know it was after 19, well, we went into New Hope, to the high school, in 1928.
Mm.
And so it was after that, I know, because my sister, my mother during the Depression had taken some, as you say, we called them Aid Society kids, and you think you're going to make money and you spend more money on the
youngsters
than you make.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I know they went to school out there, so at Akwetong. So, I mean, it was after the 30s, I think, that it was sometime during the 30s probably that it consolidated the township. And the.
Mm-hmm. I'll be darned. Well, I'm going to have to find out about that. I'll let you know.
Okay.
You know, have you ever heard that before, Loganian tax?
Never heard that word.
I think it was Loganian tax or something. I can't think where I...
For this, maybe for just for this township or something.
It was around that section, I think. I don't know whether it's in whether it was any... Have you read... You've read Richardson's book, I guess, are they about...
Right. Well, I'll look in there and see.
Check there. I saw it somewhere not so long ago, something.
It must have something to do with Logan.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, Logan was a big...
Yes, Logan.
Yeah.
A big name around here, Logan. There's a Logan Inn.
Logan Inn. It may have been something like from about that that was in the paper.
Yeah.
That I, and
we'll have to find out what that is.
Yeah, but there was some kind of a tax, as I remember them saying, that they couldn't sell the place because unless they paid this tax.
Because it's probably like a death tax.
Something on it.
Tax,
yeah, it was an estate, I guess. That,
maybe Logan owned the place at one time.
I don't know.
Probably, I don't know.
What
as I said,
tax?
My folks came up from Philadelphia, so I mean they
would.
Yeah.
Ted Nichols, that's where you're going to hear.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that.
Well, I couldn't think
but
of
I,
it.
I could,
Ted Nichols Photoshop in New Hope.
Oh,
that's
New
where
Hope.
We'll get a copy made.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get a copy made.
Okay.
Of this.
I mean, one I know was Hampton Hayes when he had the.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you? And his name was Bunch Hayes.
Yeah, Bunch Hayes.
Yeah.
And I saw Mrs. Hayes.
Oh, did you?
Just two weeks ago. She was shopping at Clemens.
I mean, was that the shop in Doylestown?
No, it was right
across
from Mother's
Ted is.
Restaurant. No, it was right across from Mother's Restaurant.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
That's
I used
right.
to go in there.
Bunch
yeah.
Hayes, yes.
Yeah.
I saw Mrs. Hayes, and I was just going, I said, could it be Mrs. Hayes? And, of course, she was delighted. She now lives at Penn's Village. What is it called?
Oh, in New
Pine.
Pine Run in
Doylestown. She now lives in Pine Run. She lives there.
Mm.
And she still has her Scotty.
Oh.
We have Scotties. So we had
and your name, you,
I'm Sally.
Sally. I said, if I don't write people's name down, I said, my memory is terrible when it comes to names.
Well, then I'll write that down.
Okay, if you would. Cause
I will.
You know me.
Sally.
Yes, I know you.
Yes. But I saw Mrs. Hayes, and it was nice to see her. And, of course, her Scotty is now 14 years old and still does not behave. Neither does my Scotty, so we had to kind of commiserate.
When did he die? Sometime ago.
Bunch Hayes died, I'd say, a good 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was great.
Mary Green, it used to have Mary
Green's
store
Mary Green,
up
yeah.
on up on Windy Bush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would stop in there. Of course, she was we should have done an oral. We would have been there for 5 years.
She would have known.
She knew everybody
so
and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But she said, "Oh, that Bunch Hayes, he was known as the village rascal, and he would do all these mischief things. You know, don't trust him. He's the village rascal."
Oh, it's
yes. So anyway, it was so good to visit with you.
Yeah,
well,
it
was nice to.
And we'll give you a copy of this one.
Okay. Maybe
yeah.
Happy is May 30th, 2001. And we're ending our interview with Betty Tease. T-E-A-S-E.
Right.
And we've enjoyed our stay. We've enjoyed our visit very. Don't. Oh, that's the most. I gotta find something else. That's gotta be the most obnoxious sound. Terrible. Let me get this done. And I will call.